Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Covering every kind of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I thought I had watched Bert Kreischer's The Machine.
The movie?
Yeah. And then my buddy in Denver when I was there this weekend.
You said you didn't watch it.
Maybe I haven't yet. But you know, Christy would know for sure.
You only said you didn't watch it.
Okay, I fired it up. Well, we watched a little bit of it in Denver. Probably about the first 40 minutes or so, which is kind of slow. And then it turns into an action movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And funny. It's funny. Yeah. When Nick and I watched that with Colleen, and she paid for the whole theater there, Nick and I talked after the show. This half hour cannot be the way the whole movie. It's got to pick up.
Yeah, at about the 36-minute mark.
And it did. And it was full force. It was funny, too. Right?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm about 40 minutes in. It just turned into an action picture.
You still haven't watched it.
Then I had to go to bed. I'll finish it eventually.
It gets funnier.
Stabbed in the throat right in front of him.
It's funny,
it's full on action, man.
Yeah. No spoilers, please.
I didn't tell you who or why.
This'll I turned on that Bob Marley movie.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't seem that great. I don't know if I was just in the mood for a nap and whatever. But
you usually like all kinds of things, Nick. That's strange to me.
And what's that on?
Did you dislike
something?
Didn't
hit well with you?
It's on Paramount. That's where I saw that they're streaming the
National
Parks.
Live?
I don't know how you live stream a national park.
Well, they probably just have those stationary cameras.
Or why you do it. That's the bigger question.
Well, the reason they're probably doing it because it's National Park Week. I bet you they don't do that on a regular basis. Yeah. But it kind of reminds me
of... You wouldn't turn that off after 45 minutes, Todd.
I would have. But I think I was a little busy. Otherwise, I would have checked that out because I remember watching... I don't know who had it, Discovery, Sunrise Earth.
It was just a still camera,
by a calving glacier or something. And all you would do is get stoned and watch the sunrise over the glacier or wherever they happened to put the camera.
I remember watching
that. Sounds cool.
I remember watching that unstoned HD was brand new.
It was. Yeah. We couldn't believe it.
And you could turn it on and go, wow, that is. Right. And it was just natural sound from the environment, no voiceover or anything.
That could be part of your silence in the morning.
I guarantee none of us would watch this. Billie Eilish tells Rolling Stone, this is about 9 minutes ago, she likes to masturbate in front of the mirror. Now, we'd watch her, but this is about you doing it yourself. Partly because it's hot, but it also makes me have such a raw, deep connection to myself and my body. And I have a love for my body that I've really never had. Okay, guys, imagining looking in the mirror and masturbating.
Nope.
That is not going to happen.
No.
Not even when I was younger, that wasn't going to happen. You know?
That might be a good way to get yourself to stop masturbating.
I don't think, I can't imagine that.
Can there be a picture of Billie Eilish at the top of the mirror?
Well, there could be anything could be in front of you, Todd, but the mirror, you're looking in the mirror at yourself.
Might make it a little more palatable.
No, you have to look at yourself. Can you love your body? Like, yeah, this looks good.
I'd F me.
Yeah.
No.
Nope.
Do you think even well-defined muscular dudes do that?
You'd have to be completely narcissistic.
Yeah, that's a whole other level of narcissism.
Now, I see women doing it because they're hot.
Yeah, because women are pretty.
But aren't there guys making a living doing that?
What, masturbate? I don't. Well, yeah, making
like
a living.
OnlyFans type stuff?
Yeah, doing live shows.
Yeah, but that's not in a mirror.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah, but I'm guessing if they're doing that, it's mostly other dudes.
This is
watching.
A mirror, not in front of somebody else.
Absolutely,
you know?
It's other dudes watching.
It's not women watching.
No. Yeah, I want to see what the comments are on this page, on this tweet.
Yeah,
actually,
there's some guy watching himself play with himself in a monitor because he's got a camera in front of him.
Oh,
I love this. Rolling Porn, formerly known as Rolling Stone. Okay, Jesus. Okay, whatever. You know, she told the article's there, you know. You want to click on Rolling Stone? You want to read those kind of articles, don't you? Right. Yeah. Yeah. Basically, just saying, please delete this. You know. Yeah. Yeah. Masturbate. If you'd like to masturbate in front of a mirror, we'll take that call.
Or that video. TNT. TNT.
Unless you're a dude.
RadioEmpire.com. No, we don't discriminate here.
Then said the puss.
No, I don't want that.
No, you don't.
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Do we have time to talk about something sexy and salacious? Like the Federal Trade Commission.
Oh, gee.
We always love talking about the Federal Trade Commission on this show.
That masturbating Billie Eilish, right?
Yeah.
No. You know what I'm talking about.
So they have eliminated.
By the way, how old's Billie Eilish now? I could say that.
Oh, 21.
Right?
Yeah, okay, 21 or something.
Yeah, right. She's a cute girl.
I'm curious how many people, because we have them in a contract.
Right.
Non-compete clauses.
Right.
I have heard that even like fast food workers have to sign a non-compete contract.
I don't know
if that's the case around here. But
maybe a manager,
right.
Todd. Maybe
a lot of businesses do.
This is mainly salespeople, what we do for a living. And there are lawyers will do that.
Right.
You know, you'll see when we watch enough TV, some firms make them do that, right?
Well, this estimates that 30 million people, 1 in 5,
this is huge,
are bound by non-compete clauses in their current job.
That's
a lot.
I have signed non-compete clauses that also include a radius. Like I couldn't go over to Lincoln.
100-mile radius, usually, something like that. Yeah.
And I don't know if our contract is valid for Wichita. We could maybe go to work in Wichita tomorrow without a fight.
Right.
But you signed a contract, non-compete, in Pennsylvania before I met you, and then the place fired you and wasn't going to let you go to work across the street.
I got the job across the street. And
you took them to court,
They took me to court. The owner of the other place was, I owe him a debt to a lot, because if I wouldn't have worked there, I wouldn't have met you, Todd, eventually. But he said, I didn't sign a non-compete, have him sue me. And they didn't go after him. They went after me. And I had to go to court. And it made the newspaper in my hometown, back when newspapers actually meant something. So everywhere I was going was, hey, what happened? Why'd you get fired? I said, well, it's radio. People get fired all the time. They put a chick in my spot. I got a job across the street, the other rock station.
Chicken?
Chicken.
A chicken. Yeah, and then we killed it.
Right, you killed it on home plate?
Yeah. A chick in my
spot.
They put a chick in my spot.
Was
a female voice.
Tyler was the sacrificial chicken.
They didn't even replace you with a trained monkey. It was a chicken.
A chick. A woman. A woman's voice. Whatever. That manager didn't like me. Whatever. I didn't like him either. So, and my girlfriend at the time was a paralegal. So the lawyer representing me did it for, pro bono, because he thought it was crap. And I ended up winning the case and I continued. But it was so crazy because local news carried it, man. And I'm just like 27, 28, all over the news. About
and I don't know if everywhere
fired,
we broadcast
had my
to,
real name with my radio name and everything. It was crazy. Man.
Is the right to work thing? A lot of states are right to work states. So,
but we have a non-compete.
Non-competes don't hold up.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you might not for much longer.
Yeah.
Well, we have a contract. We have 3 more years in this contract, and we love working here, and they're good to us, so we're fine.
But it sounds like
after that, yeah,
even
yeah.
existing non-compete clauses will have to be dropped from current.
Yeah.
Current agreement. Well,
yeah, but the contract doesn't go away.
No, the contract, but that clause would go away.
The contract is still valid.
And rightfully so, they say the FCC asserts that these things restrict people from freely switching jobs, lower wages, stifle innovation, block entrepreneurs from starting new business, and basically undermine fair competition. And that's true.
It's not a true free market if you have non-compete clauses.
And the Chamber of Commerce Republicans are against it. They want non-compete.
So if you
have one of those kind of jobs and you lean a little right, you think you lean right, they're trying to stop you from getting a better job.
No, they like to help the billionaires and zillionaires and millionaires.
I do find this funny, though. They left in one exception for senior executives.
That makes $150,000 a year.
But it's not $150,000. It's $151,164 and are in a quote unquote policy making position.
Yeah.
Well, but how do they come up with $151,164?
Some tax thing, I bet.
Oh, I wonder.
Or is that
is that a break line for a tax bracket?
Yeah, it might be. Is that how much your Social Security, are you paying Social Security?
No, that's 168 now.
Is
that's
it?
Something like
168
or is that
now.
An average of some sort of people in that position?
But when you tell people not necessarily our business, because it's 30 million people, it's a lot of people, that you can't go work across the street, which is, they go, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody gets it, you know?
I remember taking jobs where there would be something like that in the paperwork that you signed, but then I went, like, the pharmacy I was working at, they weren't concerned about me going and half-assing another day at the place across the street. But like, go wherever, man.
Them stealing Nick away to half-ass it another
cubicle. Oh, no.
Yeah, you probably had the same thing, Nick, right?
Well, they said that...
But they weren't worried about you leaving.
No.
Hey, Nick, you can sign this, wink, wink. Hey, we're worried about you leaving.
They're just walking by like, you don't have a non-compete.
They say it loud. You can work someplace else.
Well, and they say that, businesses, you always use the excuse they're trying to protect their trade secrets and things. But they said that's where confidentiality clauses come in. And those are fine.
Right.
You know, anything you learn here, you can't disclose to your next employer. Yeah. That's fine.
In general, it was always meant to keep people down, workers down.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And so they have the upper hand.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, so it's a good thing. I mean, for a lot of people we're talking to probably right now.
Didn't realize it was that many people. One in five U.S. workers.
That's a lot.
So that's got to be a lot of different industries.
That's upwards of a couple thousand people.
So you can't go to Wendy's from Hardee's?
Yeah. Yes. Nick, are they offering free fries at Wendy's all summer long?
Oh, are they?
On Fridays?
All the rest of the year.
Do you have to order like 800 burgers? Like,
tease it.
Oh, okay.
I'd order 800 junior bacon cheeseburgers.
Oh, yeah. You have the podcast up yet? You're due.
More.
I've got man, I think I really painted myself into a corner with that thing.
Sounds like you kind of lost interest in the backswing, too.
People start digging it.
So yeah. I heard there's spicy chicken nuggets now. Okay.
The Economic Policy Institute says more and more fast food workers are restrained by no poach agreements. So if you're a really good fry cook, they lock you in.
I guess.
Yeah.
Jesus. That just seems
wrong. Well, that's lame, because I know a guy owns a nicer restaurant than fast food places, and he says that his problem is guys leave the kitchen all the time for better paying jobs.
Yeah, but they don't sign.
Why wouldn't you?
They don't sign.
I know. He wasn't mad. He just said it's tough keeping guys because somebody across the street can offer the guys so much more to cook over there, right?
But they don't make them sign contracts, do they?
No, they don't. Oh, They didn't.
Gino always said that about good waiters.
Yeah.
You know, they're constantly moving around for a better paying job.
But apparently some fast food places make you sign a contract.
Nah. Nick, did they walk past you at Runza and say, you can go anytime, Burger King's hiring.
Take your sweet tarts with you.
Your future mother-in-law probably told you that, right? Your future mother-in-law is your boss. Yeah.
You don't have a contract here.
He's getting close to my daughter here, so you don't have a contract here. You know that. You can leave anytime you want.
You like tacos? Go to Taco Bell.
And stop talking to my daughter. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.